Then answered him cloud-gathering Zeus, and said, "For shame, wide-ruling landshaker! What are you saying? The gods do not refuse you honor. Hard would it be to cast dishonor on our oldest and our best. And as to men, if any, led by pride and power, dishonors you, vengeance is yours and shall be ever. Do what you will, even all your heart's desire." Then earth-shaking Poseidon answered, "Soon would I do, dark-clouded one, all that you say, but that I ever dread and would avoid your wrath. Even now, this shapely ship of the Phaeacians, returning home from pilotage upon the misty sea, I would destroy, that they henceforth may hold aloof and cease to give men aid, and I would throw a lofty mound about their city." Then answered him cloud-gathering Zeus, and said, "Friend, this appears to me the better way. When all the people of the town look off and see her sailing, then turn her into stone close to the shore, yet like a swift ship still, that all the folk may marvel, and throw a lofty mound about their city." And hearing this, earth-shaking Poseidon hastened to Scyria, where the Phaeacians live, and waited there. Then, as the sea-borne ship drew near, running full swiftly, the earth-shaker drew near her too, turned her to stone, and rooted her to the bottom, forcing her under with his outspread hand, and went his way. But in winged words to one another talked the Phaeacian oarsmen, notable men at sea. And glancing at his neighbor, a Phaeacian man would say, "Ah, who stopped the swift ship on the sea as she was running in? In full sight, too, she was." So they would say, but knew not how things were. And now Alcinous addressed them thus, "Ah, surely, then, the ancient oracles are come to pass, told by my father, who said Poseidon was displeased because we were safe guides for all mankind, and he averred the god one day would wreck a shapely ship of the Phaeacians, returning home from pilotage upon the misty sea, and so would throw a lofty mound about our city. That was the old man's tale, and now it all comes true. However, what I say, let us all follow. Stop piloting the men who come from time to time here to our city. And to Poseidon let us offer 12 choice bulls, that he may have compassion and so not throw a lofty mound about our city." He spoke, and all the people feared, and brought the bulls. And then to Lord Poseidon, standing around his altar, the captains and counselors of the Phaeacians offered prayer.
This ends Disc 6.